Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's get into this. All right, so the stock market took a beating today. The Dow Jones down 614 points, finished the day down 614 points. S&P finished the day down 75 points, and the NASDAQ finished the day down 330 points. And Bitcoin was down 7%, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So, all right, we're not even going to waste any time. We're going to jump into it was a couple of different factors that played into this.
Yeah.
But first, we got to talk about the Chinese real estate company worth $300 billion that could potentially go bust. So this is something that we was watching on CNBC today. Interesting story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We always say that you have to always know what's going on overseas, because what happens overseas, especially in China, especially in Asia, has a real effect on what happens in an American market. So. All right, who wants to tackle this first?
I was so excited to send it to you. I was like, wait, it's only 6.
Yeah, you was up early sending it, yep.
You want to start? Because I feel like Evergrande is a company that nobody's probably ever heard of prior to today.
If they've done research, they will be familiar.
Most people. Yeah. So I'll give them the overview, and then we can get into it. So the overview, obviously, we said Evergrande is the second largest retail real estate developer in China. Issue, here's the issue, right? They have $300 billion in liabilities, right? $88 billion of that comes from interest debt. This is where the problem comes in. So they got over 1,300 projects spread out through 280 cities. So they build in theme parks, resorts, sports arenas. But the issue is that they've run out of money. And so people are comparing this to what we've seen in our economy with the Lehman Brothers, like in 2008, and what they're trying to compare it. But there's some vast differences. So that's the overview for it. And then, Ian, we can kick it, and I'll go back and forth with you if you want.
You hit the nail on it. It feels like Lehman. That's the new chat. Feels like Lehman. Nothing else to say. And remember what everyone said? But it's good debt. Good debt is good. I told you, good debt is good until it get called upon. Now, with them going this route and getting close to run out of the money, you have to look at number 3 through 10. And see if they'll collapse. And if they start to collapse, it will be a ripple effect throughout the entire world. You have to be very careful. There is no such thing as good debt. This is how you know. If you would let me or Rashad or Troy pay off the debt, it's not good. Because right. if you were that in love with the debt, you would hold on to it. My grandmother used to tell me, God rest her soul, there's a difference between reason that sounds good and sound reason. That's one of those pieces of advice that sounds good. But if you've ever been in debt, doesn't matter the interest rate, you want it to be paid off. Please look for companies that have low debt ratios and high cash flow. But I hope this bubble doesn't burst. But if it does, this is another reason why I've told you guys, stay away from China. Stay away. Why do you want to invest in a country that is our enemy and then two you've never been to? You won't buy a product from someone who looks like us unless you like know our auntie name, but you like, but I'm gonna go to Beijing and then invest domestically, invest in companies that you know, invest in companies with low debt, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you said something very important there. You said if they're willing to let us buy the debt, that's a red flag. And I think I heard Kramer say it. I was like, wow, that's powerful. If your employer is letting you borrow money to pay for debt, you need to find a new job.
Yep.
Because that's just a never-ending cycle, right? They're going to allow you. So it's going to be interesting. A lot of people are like, wait, this is in China. How does this affect our economy? Well, we got a lot of American companies that are in China, right? Like we know a company that we talk about a lot, and sneakers up behind me, Nike, right? Mm-hmm. They rely on the Chinese economy. Starbucks, multiple locations, right? They try to take over China. And this is, that goes back to my Lucan lesson. But yeah, Starbucks, yeah. Huge in China. Tesla, we know that they rely on that market for a lot of their sales. And so if there is a crisis, a financial crisis, like what we saw with the Lehman and the housing market crash, if it starts affecting the Chinese economy, then it trickles down to the American economy. So we just got to be very, very mindful about that.
And those are blown up. SPACs are blown up.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Low grade investments are blowing up when things are at a high and things start to trickle down. My apologies for cutting you off. When the market starts to pull back like this, you can really see who's good versus who is bad, and just they've been profiting from the market going up. We're really going to get to see which companies have been producing revenue, which ones have just been piling on debt.
Somebody in the chat said, what do you mean by 3 to 10? You said if we could see. 3 to 10.
Well, if they're the number 2 company and they're going to go bust, mm-hmm. Look at number 3 versus 10. Like, for example, like if LeBron files for bankruptcy this year, which you won't, billionaire, I would be worried about Lillard and Luka and everyone else as well. So if the number 2 developer in that country, which is bigger than us, is going bankrupt or running out of cash, what do you think the 25th best developer is going to do?
Right. Yeah. And so a lot of people like, and we saw this, right? And that was one of the movies we watched, Too Big to Fail. But this isn't the United States government we're talking about, right? Like we're talking about a completely different system of governance out there. So a bailout might not be an option, right? Like our companies got bailed out, and obviously a lot of Americans were affected, but the companies got bailed out. Who knows what happens, right? With the Chinese government, if they just say, you know what, we're going to let you fail.
Yeah. We will monitor the situation. It's something to keep an eye on. 5,400 people on YouTube. This is going to be a big episode. Don't forget.
Love y'all. Red Panda family, check in. Shout out, take notes.
I want to ask another question around the market, but before that, I want to ask a stock question. Troy,
yeah,
we were talking to Jamal the other day. Shout out to him.
Guy. What's up, Smalls?
And he had some success with his stock. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, man. So it's actually something we had on a group chat call, company called UP, well, the symbol, I'll give you the symbol, UPST. And so it's Upstart Holdings. And so he had spoken about it. Yeah, exactly. If you're looking at the chart, if you haven't, I'm going to say it again.
UPST. Oh, baby.
And so this was in, I feel like we did this call in February. So if you even look at it in February, if you look at the chart.
Last February.
This February, yeah, 2021. And so at the time, it had pulled back a little bit. It had ran up in December and January, and then right mid-February, it pulled back down to $51. I was like, Jamal, why are you telling me this, man? Like, this is a football. He's like, nah, man, I really believe in this. And I was like, all right, okay. And lo and behold, man.
Smalls, my number the same. You know, it was at 22 last year, but small, low-key on the swing trading, he a beast. Yeah.
And so you could imagine, to our surprise, when he told us about the gains that he saw here. So it ran up from 600, and he had some leaps in it, some option calls, short-term and a few long-term ones. And it ran up to 309. Obviously, there was a large pullback today, but man, them group chat
calls. Hell of a trade.
Life.
Yeah. I wanted to highlight that because it's like fishing. Sometimes you just have to be patient, and you know, talked about that in February, yeah. And you know, now reap the rewards of it. But a lot of times people, like I was on my financial planning call the other day, and somebody was saying, like, you know, I'm investing, but I haven't really seen any returns. And I'm like, when did you start investing? It's like August. I'm like, well, it's only 1 month. So
yeah,
that right there was a success story.
Yeah. I mean, I think we did the numbers. If he had invested like 100,000, it would have been like 10 million. At this point,
Smalls, you got my number.
I mean, listen, like, man. 51 to 309. I'm like, how do you just like not say, like, hey, remind us of the call we had? Yeah. But yeah, that's
what was in our group chat.
No, it was in the EY University.
The EY, the one that we're gonna have on Wednesday,
yeah,
the one that we do every month for EY University.
I'm not in that thread. Smalls, call me. How your people call my people directly. My God.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.